Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I have dreamed a dream of every common man. The time I have sworn by my blood as your man, my love, that one day, I promise one day your heartache could stop, but I've never changed one single grain of sand. But just love in a common man. I want to thank you this evening. Oh, I thought that I found you so. But that's when you turned around and looked me in the eyes, and you let me know. You said, and you said it softly, I didn't have to worry about being a common man. You said, David, you don't have to worry about rising to the top. You said, I didn't have to swear by my blood. But oh, baby, that one day your heartache would stop. Then you put your arms around me and you said, you never cared. If I never change one single grain of sand, you said, I love. A common man. Well, my gratitude just keep on growing. Yeah, recognizing me, I thank you, baby. Yeah, for respecting me. Yeah, I won't thank you, baby, for any time of need.
Jesus Christ, who is none other than Master Farad Muhammad, the Almighty, All-Wise, True and Living God, Allah, who has come to us this day and granted us a divine mercy and reminder in the person of the last and most surely the greatest of the apostles, prophets, and messengers of God to ever live. We speak about none other than our leader, teacher, and guide for these final days of judgment, the most holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad. And we greet all of our listening and viewing audiences with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise in the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you. We say to you all in both their names of love, As-salamu alaykum. For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com, and also formerly SalamJournal.com and SalamJournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, let me say unto you all, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to another edition of the most powerful platform for truth anywhere, bar none, on the face of God's green earth. This is your platform for black education, liberation, and edification. This is the Star and Crescent Report, and our show today is titled The Blood Chronicles Part 2. This is an extension of the collapse and the rise to come, the episode that we were supposed to have the last episode. Now, if you can hear me and you can hear me clearly, please raise your hand. I'm asking you to do that because we are experiencing the same type of difficulty that we have been experiencing trying to get this show going, okay? I don't know if they're muting me. I don't know what, but I know that the computer is being hit by viruses. And so I want you all to know, if you can hear me, please raise your hand, okay? That would do wonders for me. I would really appreciate that if you can hear me, because the dozens of you who are listening, please put your hands up so that I can know that you are paying attention, that this message is getting through. And I'm broadcasting, listen, from a laptop, and I'm trying to overcome the attacks because I'm broadcasting also from my computer, and also from a tablet also. So please bear with me. Please do not hang up. Please, I'm going through this, and let me try to escape this block. I'm going to click off one of the screens. Hopefully this will do away with them blocking my voice. I'm hoping this goes through. Please put your hands up. I'm asking you. Because I've done the intro and everything, and it seems like we're having a problem trying to get through to the people. Okay, good. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for putting your hands up so I can be heard. Now, listen. We're going to get to some clips, hopefully. I'm knowing that they're hitting the screens and they're hitting the computers real good, but we're still going to get to some clips. But I want to talk to you a bit about what's going on. I don't think a lot of you understand what is going on in the markets today. I don't think a lot of you understand what is actually transpiring in the bond market, the debt, which is the debt market. I don't think you understand the ramifications of what is actually taking place today. Because right now, there's so many things going on, so many variables in play right now. There are multiple black swans that are just over the near horizon that can wreck the entire financial system. I'm going to bring something to you. I was right before the show started, so let me show you. These things are not playing. I like to talk to you and talk to you on a real basis, okay? Right before the show started, I was just checking news articles, as I always do, even though, believe it or not, the show was not getting hit by viruses prior to me coming in speaking the intro. It was not being bothered. So it's amazing that as the show went live, all of a sudden the dashboard freezes up on the main computer and it says, I'm being protected from virus attacks or whatever like this. It's amazing, isn't it? But I was reading the news, and I just ran across this just by chance, or is it by Allah's mercy that I ran across this? This is on the Collapse blog, which I will reprint, the Economic Collapse blog, which I will reprint tomorrow on the Hiram 1555 blog. And the title of this article is called The Deutsche Bank Death Watch Has Taken a Very Interesting Turn. Now, I'm going to read part of this article, okay? But it brought something to my attention back in 2008, and 2008 and 2009 and 2010 when the entire financial system was on the verge of collapse. You'll see shortly, okay? Just bear with me. Remember, we're talking about the economic collapse and the rise to follow. So we're going to put this in the proper light and the proper perspective because we want you to understand. I cannot make this clear enough. While you are so busy with Court TV, the Kardashians, I believe that's how you pronounce their name, and all sports and play, the entire world is falling apart and melting down right in front of you. And it is a shame that you don't even have common sense to take the time out to recognize or try to find information that will help protect you in this day and time. Some of you have common sense because you've come to the Star and Crescent Report. But again, this article was published today by Michael Snyder, the same conservative writer that I quoted on the last show, okay? The Deutsche, whatever one you want to pronounce it, bank, Death Watch, has taken a very interesting turn. Now, let's go to this article real quick. Highlight something. It says, the biggest bank in Europe is in the process of imploding, and there are persistent rumors that the final collapse could happen sooner rather than later. Those that follow my work on a regular basis already know that this is a story that I have been following for years. Deutsche Bank is rapidly bleeding cash. They have been laying off thousands of workers, and the vultures have been circling as company executives desperately try to implement a turnaround plan. Unfortunately for Deutsche Bank, it may already be too late. And if Deutsche Bank goes down, it will be even more catastrophic for the global financial system than the collapse of Lehman Brothers was in 2008. Germany is the glue that is holding the EU together. I've told you this. I've told you that several times before. Germany is the largest manufacturer and the largest economic engine of Europe, contrary to widespread belief. Okay? So economically, Germany makes the decisions in the EU along with France and, you know, but primarily Germany. But let's go here. Germany is the glue that is holding the EU together, and so if the bank that is right at the heart of Germany's financial system collapses, the dominoes will likely start falling very rapidly, okay? So they call these banks and the crisis that they're in a domino and a domino crisis. We know what happens when one domino is right in front of another domino and right in front of another one, in front of another one, and one falls. It takes the whole thing down, right? So listen what it says. There has been a tremendous amount of speculation about Deutsche Bank over the past several days. And so let's start with what we know. Stop right here. Now, I want you to understand that I'm reading this article with you for the first time. I have not had any prior knowledge to this. I was just scanning the news. And what made me scan the news was I was thinking over some numbers that keeps floating around, numbers that keep floating around on alternative media sites. They're talking about 45 million jobs, people out of jobs. And I kept saying, hey, something's not right. Something doesn't square. So I put in the search engine, Hiram 1555, and then massive unemployment. Then I put in another search engine, 2010 or something like that, massive I forget the date I put in there, but massive unemployment. And according to what come up to the search engine, there was over 90, close to 100 million people out of the workforce then. So something's not adding up. So as I'm thinking about these things, I'm just scanning for more news, okay? And I come across this article. So we're going to go further, okay? I want to put it in the context of which I discovered this article. And then we're going to go back and we're going to read another article that was published a couple of years ago on Deutsche Bank's banking condition, okay, and what it means to the entire global financial institution. And when you get the heart of this, you'll see that they're in dire straits from America to from Washington, D.C. to Berlin to London to Paris, all around the Western world, especially and specifically. Their rule is under threat. Their economic prosperity is being rebuffed. And it's declining, and this is why you see the great buildup for war, because they're trying everything they can to prevent the fall of their financial and monetary system, and they're going to try to do it through war. All right? This is what they go. This is their bread and butter. This is what nature put into them. So we're looking at this. We're standing on the precipice of the change of worlds. I want you to pay close attention to what I'm saying, okay? We know that Deutsche Bank has been losing money at a pace that is absolutely staggering, okay? This is what this says. Deutsche Bank reported a net loss that missed market expectations on Wednesday as a major restructuring plan continues to weigh on the German lender. It reported a net loss of 832 million euros, or $924 million, for the third quarter of 2019. Now, you know that's bad even when they're cooking the books. It looks bad. Some estimates are into the trillions, hundreds of billions, excuse me. But I digress, and let's read the article. Analysts were expecting a loss of 778 million euros, as if that was great. According to data from Refinitiv, it had reported a net profit of 229 million euros in the third quarter of 2018, but a loss of 3.15 billion euros in the second quarter of this year. If you add the losses for the second quarter and third quarter of 2019 together, you get a grand total of nearly 4 billion euros. How in the world is it possible to lose that much money in just 6 months? Remember when the stock market had that flash crash a few months ago? The U.S. lost over $2 trillion in one day. One day. So I want to refresh your memories to all of this. If all they had their employees doing was flushing dollar bills down the toilet for 6 months, it still shouldn't be possible to lose that kind of money. That shows you the situation that they're in, okay? When investors learned of Deutsche Bank's third quarter results last week, shares of the bank went down by 8% in a single day. Overall, the stock prices have lost over a quarter of its value over the past year. Unless you enjoy financial pain, I have no idea why anyone would want to continue holding Deutsche Bank stock at this point. As I have previously warned, it is eventually going to zero. And the only question remaining is how quickly it will get there. Now, I want you to pay close attention to this too, okay, brothers and sisters? Listen to this. On July 8th, 2019, thousands of Deutsche Bank employees across the globe, arrived at their offices unaware that they would be leaving again, jobless, just a few hours later. In Tokyo, entire teams of equity traders were dismissed on the spot, while some London staff were reportedly told they had until 11 a.m. to leave the bank's Great Winchester Street offices before their access cards stopped working. The job cuts, which totaled 18,000, or around 20% of Deutsche Bank's workforce, were the flagship element of a restructuring plan designed to save the ailing German lender. The day before those layoffs happened, most of those employees would have probably told you that Deutsche Bank is in good shape and has a very bright future ahead, just like we witnessed with Lehman Brothers. There is always an effort to maintain the charade until the very last minute. Remember, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that this man won't tell you the severity of his losses until you see it on your heel, and then it'll be too late. This is what this man is telling you about the financial and banking system. And remember, it was Deutsche Bank that kept adding liquidity and buying up what they were doing. The Plunge Protection Team of America was injecting money into Deutsche Bank also to buy up U.S. Treasury bonds. And this helped put Deutsche in the same predicament as Lehman Brothers. You understand? I want you to understand. So all of this is interconnected with the financial collapse of America. Let's go a little further. He says, just like we witnessed with Lehman Brothers, there's always an effort to maintain the charade until the very last minute. But the truth is that anyone with a half a brain can see that Deutsche Bank is dying. There have been so many bad decisions, so many aggressive bets have gone bad, and there has been one scandal after another. Now, I'm going to stop right there. So much more in this article. I want you to read it for yourself, okay? But I wanted to do that, and I may come back to this. But I want to go to something, this other article. And the headline, and this one was produced by RT, Russia Today. And this was dated October 10th, 2016. That was 3 years ago. and it was by Jim Rogers, billionaire Jim Rogers, okay? And it was concerning the situation with Deutsche Bank and the bankruptcy and what would follow if Deutsche Bank went bankrupt, okay? So follow along with me, and we're going to go to some clips, but I want you to pay close attention to this because this has every sort of serious implications for not just Germany and Europe, but specifically for America and the global order. Without the finances, you have no military. You understand? If the financial and economic situation deteriorates, you will see riots and insurrection the world over. I want you to pay close attention to this. The head of this article is called, the title of the article is called Deutsche Bank Bankruptcy Would Collapse Financial System. Jim Rogers says this. This is the head of the article. Deutsche Bank Bankruptcy Would Collapse World Financial System. Now, we just read part of an article that's talking about the dire consequences, the dire situation that the bank is already in 2019. This was written in 2016. You understand? Let's go forward. Let's read it. The main reason the U.S. government wants $14 billion in penalties from the German bank is that it is in deep debt. Yeah. See, so America has something to do with this, right? Pay close attention, all right? Don't get mad at me. I'm just trying to tell you the truth. Germany's Deutsche Bank reportedly failed to reach an agreement with the U.S. on settling a massive fine. The bank is facing a $14 billion fine penalty from the U.S. Justice Department for mis-selling mortgage securities in the run-up to the 2008 financial crisis. See this? See how the financial crisis here is connected? The Lehman Brothers collapse and the financial markets and the housing market and all of these other markets are collectively connected with this bank. Right? And did you see how the first sentence of this is talking about how the American government is in such a dire situation that she is extorting the banks? Listen, it's right there. The main reason the U.S. government wants $14 billion in penalties from the German bank is that it is in deep debt. It is deep in debt. That's right there. That's extortion. Right? But nobody says that. But let's read this. RT, and I'm going to read it just as it is. RT is asking questions. Jim Rogers is answering them, okay? This is taken from a video or audio interview. It says, RT, firstly, just to make it clear, why has the U.S. imposed such an enormous penalty? Jim Rogers responds, the main reason is that the U.S. government is deep in debt. They've got a gigantic deficit. They are desperate for money. They'll try to get it anywhere they can. I can't imagine that Deutsche Bank should be liable for $14 billion, but I'm not involved. Stop right there. So America is extorting the banks, right? Because she's in deep debt, and she needs some type of way out of this. Well, that was 2016. If the debt situation was, and at the time, the U.S., what, it was $16 or $18 trillion? Now, the officially it says $23 trillion, but we know that is way more than that. It's into the hundreds of trillions and even maybe into the quadrillions of dollars. The U.S. debt. So if that was a critical situation then, what do we call the situation America now faces? And see how it is connected to Deutsche Bank? Let's go further. It says, RT, the bank said it won't pay anything near to what the U.S. has asked for. How will this be settled? Jim Rogers. Either Deutsche Bank goes bankrupt. Listen to this right here. This is the heart of the matter right here. This is the heart. I'm going to read this again, and I'm going to read it in the same way it is written here, okay? So pay close attention to this. And remember that this is in 2016, October 10th, 2016, okay? And then as we read this part, I want you to flash back to what we previously read from the article that was by Michael Schneider, I think that's his name, from the Economic Collapse blog, which was written and published today on the same situation, okay? So, The bank said it won't pay anything near to what the U.S. has asked for. How will this be settled? Jim Rogers responds, either Deutsche Bank goes bankrupt, which is going to bring down the entire world financial system, or they are going to come up to some kind of compromise at a lower number. If Deutsche Bank does have to pay $14 billion, you should be very worried anyway, but especially if they have to pay $14 billion. Now, stop right there. That is the heart of the matter. We don't even need to read no more of the article, even though the article is short. But we will read it, okay? We're going to read the rest of it. It's a short article, but the heart of the matter is this. They said the bank said it won't pay anything near what the U.S. has asked for. How would this be settled? Jim Rogers, the billionaire, blatantly and openly says, either Deutsche Bank goes bankrupt, which is going to bring down the entire world financial system. Well, what does that have? How is that relevant to today? Look at the financial situation that it is in today, even worse off than it was yesteryear of 2016, right? We're looking at the implosion of a financial system. If the finances go down, the currency goes down, right? It has no intrinsic value because it has nothing backing it, which brings us to a point of total anarchy, insurrection, and rebellion, because the people will long for the days when they used to have this and used to have that. You remember Elijah Muhammad said something to that matter? Now we're watching it in real time. You can't deny this. But let's go further. I'm just going to put the icing on the cake. That was the heart of the matter that I wanted to get to. But I like to read things in its proper context. And since this is a short article, let's finish it up. It says, how desperate is Germany's bank, main bank at this point? Will it survive without a bailout? Jim Rogers. If you look at its balance sheets, you will see it has huge, staggering debts, both on balance sheet and off balance sheet, which means that debts that they didn't, that don't reveal directly. That means they got more debt than you could ever even imagine. And this was 2016, okay? It probably will survive if it has support. But otherwise, we are all going to have huge problems in the next couple of years. What year is this? 2019. Jim Rogers said, we're going to have huge problems, regardless of this, in the next couple of years. I told you before, you should be very worried. The Western world, listen to this, he said the Western world. This is so clear, so easy, it's ridiculous. Proving Elijah Muhammad's teaching is so easy that sometimes I just have to shake my head and just laugh a little bit and say, how do you not recognize and accept this truth? That's what I have to say, because it's so clear. But let's go, and listen to what it says. I have told you before, you should be very worried. The Western world, the world is going to have a lot of problems the next couple of years. Be worried. Why the next couple of years, I'm asking you? Huh? Why? Why in the 60 to not exceed? Why didn't it happen 40 years ago? Huh? Why is it happening at this time and at such alarming speed and depth to it? The 60 to not exceed 70-year grace period. All that you see before you is collapsing. Their ideas, their monetary system, their economy, their industry, their technology, everything, even their culture is imploding. Adam, 6 days shalt thou labor, but on the seventh day thou shalt rest from all the labor. I mean, I'm going to kill you. You're looking at the day that Adam dies. All praise is due to Allah for the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. This is the day of Adam's death and the birth of a new Adam, the second Adam. As the book tells you. But look, let's go further. It says, the Western world, the world is going to have a lot of problems the next couple of years. All right? This is what he's saying. Be worried. And when he said be worried, he put it in bold words and he put it with an exclamation point behind it. That whole paragraph is like that. Then it says, RT, just back in August, The U.S. was furious over the EU's decision to demand billions of euros from Apple in back taxes. Right? Many see the recent scandal around Dush as revenge from Washington. What's your take on that, Jim Rogers? These governments play tic-tac-toe and tick-for-tack over and over again, which is not good for any of us, but that is what they do. You give these bureaucrats power, they take it, and they run with it. Power corrupts. It has been happening for hundreds of years. See? In the event Deutsche Bank fails, what would that mean for the EU and the financial world in general? This is asked by RT. Jim Rogers gives you his analysis, his answer. Then the EU would disintegrate because Germany would no longer be able to support it, would not want to support it. A lot of other people would start bailing out. Many banks in Europe have problems. And if Deutsche Bank has to fail, that is the end of it. I'm going to read that part again. And if Deutsche Bank has to fail, that is the end of it. Listen to this strategic data here. In 1931, when one of the largest banks in Europe failed, it led to the Great Depression and eventually World War II. And then in bold words, he says, be worried. Germany has been rightly telling everybody not to bail out their banks, but if they have to suddenly bail out their banks, then other countries will be furious and the politicians will have a field day. Now, that's from 2016. Rashid, I'll bring you in just a second. That's 2016. And the ramifications were so dire at that state. And the world has done nothing but dig itself into a deeper, deeper abyss of debt. So what do you think the situation is, and what does the financial atmosphere hold for the Western world? If it was dire then, what does it hold here today? Okay? So, again, when we look at these things, we must look at them in the context of what's been said. Some of us, we have sharp memories. So, if the white man tells you today, there's 84 million people unemployed, then he'll say that for a couple days, a couple weeks, then he'll start touting his economy and his economic recovery. And 3 years from now, he'll say, the economy is getting bad. Right now, he'll change the number, and the way he looks at it, then he'll say, right now we have 18 million people unemployed. Well, hold up, I thought you said 30-something million a couple years ago. And all of the economic barometers state that everything has gotten far worse at a far faster speed and at a greater depth. Then how the hell can the numbers be reversed and almost cut in half? And yet you're still talking about an economic recovery. This stuff does not add up, black man and black woman. If you put it and weigh it on the scale of facts, what they're saying does not add up to the reality of the situation. You understand? All of this is leading to what Mr. Michael Snyder says when he talks about that this thing is going down. It's going down. And on the allnewspipeline.com, it's amazing that the heading of one of the articles from November 3rd and one of the pictures in it, because it seemed as though they took some of the articles on my website and they put it together. And then they used a picture similar to describe what's going on. And the headline of it is this: the age of rage and days of global unrest now are upon us, are signs of great upheaval ahead, with America in a death spiral being herded toward the end of the age. Well, that's a lot, isn't it? It's so much that they had to compress multiple sentences and to make it into one to get their point across of just how dire the situation is and what looms over the near horizon for the American Republic and the American Empire in the Western world. It says the age of rage, meaning anger, madness, dissatisfaction of global unrest, now upon us are signs of great upheaval ahead. Meaning They see a collapse coming. They see insurrection coming. They see civil strife, disobedience, and civil war coming, right? They see a Mad Max-like scenario, and then it says, with America in a death spiral. Didn't we do a show like that about that empire in a death spiral? And it says, being herded towards the end of the age, meaning this is the end, the fall, the collapse, the end. Finito. It's over. Right? Right? So if they're saying these things and we are witnesses to this, why are you rejecting what is so obvious, so clear? I'm asking you. I'm not mad at you. I'm asking you. Why won't you accept what's going on? I want you, on the other side of this clip here, I'm going to bring Rashid in because he's had his hand up patiently. I'm going to bring him in. I'm going to try to do this. I know they're hitting the main computer with viruses. So I got my tablet because they're hitting the laptop too. I've got my tablet to the side of me. And I'm going to see if it'll help me play clips even while I'm watching the other screens, okay? And you know how black people, we are very, very resourceful. And we think through our problem and we try to come up with a solution. So we'll see if this works. And if it works, I want you to pay close attention to Mr. Gregory Mannarino, and I'm going to play several of his clips today, some from yesterday, one from the day before that, and one from last week. I want you to see the situation, but I might not play them in succession so that you'll know. But I want you to pay close attention. This is a 12-minute clip, and he rants a little bit here and there, but listen closely to what he is saying, okay? Pay close attention. Here we go. Let's see if this will work. Right.
Okay, everybody. Yep, it's me, believe it or not, back again for my post-market wrap-up on this Monday, November 4th, 2019. Now, let's see with a show of hands, how many of you that follow this blog are surprised that the S&P 500 and NASDAQ just closed at new all-time record highs, despite the fact that we got not one, not two, but three more rounds of bad economic news. What I want you to understand, and I think you get it already, as long as bad economic news keeps coming, stocks will move higher. The Federal Reserve has promised to backstop this market, and they are, to an unbelievable extent right now. And again, we got calls for lower rates from the president today. I cannot stress to you how this dual combination is massively stock market positive, despite the fact that our economy continues to free fall. So we found out today, durable goods orders falling off of a cliff, factory activity falling off of a cliff, business spending, I want to talk a little more about that, falling off of a cliff. Now, understand, in times of a real booming economy, businesses spend hand over fist to build their businesses so they can acquire more profits. Now, for I don't know how long now we've been hearing about business spending falling. Well, again, there is another glaring signal that our economy is in free fall and the stock market will continue higher as long as our economy continues to fall. This morning, the president tweeted, new record highs for the stock market. Enjoy yourselves. Kind of almost like what he said like the last time, which was just last week. We hit all new record highs. But again, nothing with regard to the not one, not two, but three rounds of bad economic news today. Nothing about exploding debts and deficits. Nothing about how the Federal Reserve is pumping this market with hundreds of billions of dollars a day. Zero. So does that tell you something? Of course, you're not supposed to know. Because believe me, if you were supposed to know, you would hear about it. It's just hidden, but it's right in your face, in plain sight. So look at the market as kind of like a paradox. The higher stocks go, the worse off our economy actually is. It's an amazing feat that they are pulling off right now. The veil, what it is, the charade that's being put in front of people, the obstacles, the look here, the don't look here, the nonsense impeachment inquiry, which is not real. It's just designed to keep you off balance. The fact that the president keeps talking about it should tell you it's not real as well. Look here. Look what they're doing to me. Support me. Again, it's all about division. Keep you divided. We're not allowed to unite. You understand? Because that's our power. If the people were allowed to come together, or allowed themselves to not be programmed into thinking that they must pick a side, we would come together and we would take over the world. Again, this is how the few have conquered the many since time immemorial. It will not stop. I don't think we've been in a more fake environment in the history of the world. And look what they do. I mean, just talk about politics a little bit. The whole Mueller report got everyone polarized and divided. You know, then they let that whole thing play out. And now this thing, same exact thing, this will play out too. What does it do? Keeps you divided so they can conquer you. And unfortunately, legions of people are allowing this to happen to them. Look here. Don't look here. Again, stock market at new record highs, S&P 500 and the NASDAQ. Don't pay attention to business spending falling off the cliff, durable orders falling off the cliff, factory activity falling off the cliff. Doesn't matter. As long as the stock market goes up, people believe our economy is strong. It's incredible. But these are the facts. It's the distorted, twisted, disgusting environment we are in. And again, the charade that there's going to be a China trade deal soon. It's imminent. Just wait for it. Hold your breath. I mean, we've seen this before, too. You know, rinse, repeat, rinse, repeat, rinse, repeat. Now for more than two years. Can't make it up if you tried. But look, let's look at a few other assets here. Gold and silver did take a little bit of a hit today. Why? It's risk on. Risk off is going to come at one point. Use this to your advantage. Cryptocurrencies got bid up across the board today. Crude oil caught a bid too that helped push stocks higher. So, people, you know exactly what to do. Could not be more simple for you. I mean, seriously. Anyway, so with that said, I don't think there's much more to talk about today in this video blog. Just understand what you need to do to make this work for you. Understand what you're seeing. Listen to the lies that you're being told, and they're getting larger and larger, and they will get larger and larger. You need to be convinced that stocks only go in one direction. And for now, the right place to be is in this market. There's no doubt about it. If you're a trader, again, what have I been explaining to you? This is the gift that keeps on giving. You pull those profits, you convert that into other assets, all kinds of things. It doesn't just have to be gold or silver or platinum or palladium or even cryptocurrencies. You should be looking into investing in other things, artwork, musical instruments, just things. The difference between a person that has wealth and a person that doesn't is they own things. That's it. Most people rent and borrow their way into obscurity and financial ruin. That is not what I want for you. Forget about the debt cycle that they have you stuck in. Not just individual citizens, but nation slaves to the ruler, to the rulers. And who are the rulers? The military-industrial complex. The core of it is the banks. The banks, the financial institutions, are the ruination of the world. and they got us all by the throat, by a stranglehold. The debt-based economic model has made very few unbelievably rich, beyond your wildest dreams rich, while everyone else is forced via this mechanism of the debt-based economic model to continue to push cash up the chain here. And if you really look at politics right now, I mean, let's go back to President Obama, okay? President Obama really made sure that cash moved higher up the chain. President Trump has taken the reins and also continued the Obama legacy, enriching the one percenters more so than they have ever been before, inflating the debt. Under Obama, he doubled the debt. Under this guy, we're going to double the debt again. Who owns that debt? You do. And you have promised to pay it back. Yes, you have. If you are an American citizen, anyone around the world, the whole world is involved in this Ponzi scheme known as a debt-based economic model. The people of Europe and the people of the United States especially are, well, all nations are slaves to their central banks, and they promise to pay that debt back via IOUs called bonds. It's on your back. You can't get it off. There's no way to forgive it. There's no way to eliminate it. And why? Because the currency in your pocket is directly linked to it. It is these are unbacked liabilities being dispersed by bankrupt governments reliant on their central banks to issue even more debt than we have now. Hence why here in the United States, debts and deficits are ballooning like we have never seen before. Why we have a Federal Reserve involved in a repo scam in buying everything across the spectrum with regard to the debt market. They're also buying stocks. You know that. So are Mnuchin Six banks. And what are we hearing? Calls for more debt. Calls for rate suppression. Negative. Our president, does this surprise you? Does it shock you? Do you see where we're going with this? And again, not one single Democratic hopeful is going to change this. In fact, it will probably, more than likely, and most definitely will get worse if one of them makes it into the White House. It doesn't matter. This is going to keep going until when? Until it doesn't. And they're going to catch most people. 98% of the people are going to be caught completely off guard when this reverses. But for now, we will play our game as they play theirs. And we'll see who comes out ahead in the end here, people. It's the truth. Anyway, look, time for me to go. I do love all of you. That's the truth. People, we got to come together. We got to come together. I don't know another way to put it. You know, every Friday I leave you off with love each other, care about each other, and be charitable. Well, we need to adopt.
So, you heard that, right? So, and then describing how the disconnect of the economic, the stock market from the real economy, he said it is paradoxical, and it's a charade. This is what he said. He said this is a paradox, and it's a charade. So we need to understand what is he saying to you, okay? According to the dictionary, the word paradox means a seemingly absurd or self-contradictory statement or proposition that when investigated or explained may prove to be well-founded or true. Now, listen. Then he goes and says this. Charade. An absurd pretense intended to create a pleasant or respectable appearance. A farce. A travesty, a mockery, a parody. This is what he said. This is how he describes the situation with the disconnect from the markets, from the reality of what's going on in the world, especially in America. Oh, man, I'm telling you, this is something else, isn't it? So, if you don't believe things are getting bad for the American people, right, if you don't believe that people things are getting bad, think about this. When the American administration, the president of the United States, goes around the world, he is the representative of the American government. He is the representative of the American people, right? And if he sends an ambassador or a representative somewhere, they are to represent not just him, but their nation, right? And they are to relay the respect that America has for these people, and vice versa. But what if you send them over there to another place and they show no respect? What is that a sign of? Especially as nations are challenging you economically and politically and geopolitically. What is that a sign of? Tell me, what is that a sign of? Like, it was reported by Sputnik. And remember, I always bring this up about China and the Asiatic nations, and I also make sure I speak and I make sure you understand the Asiatic nations, and then there's an organization called the Asian, A-S-E-A-N, nation, which is one of the largest trading blocks in the world. It is comprised of 10 Asian nations and China with a trade pact. Right, and they're already using yuan on the side of the U.S. dollar. Now, this is a headline here, and then I'm going to read the first or second paragraph with this to give you an example of the disrespect now being shown to the so-called world global hegemonic power. The headline is this: 7 of 10 Asian leaders, A-S-E-A-N, that organization, leaders, skip summit with U.S. amid lack of high-level representation. Now, isn't that something? They skipped. America was trying to call a summit, and 7 of the 10 nations skipped it. In the middle of what was going on in Asia, they just said, forget it. Even when America, Trump sent his ambassador or his trade person or whatever to talk with them, they skipped out on it. They would rather have had an audience with China. They were meeting on the sidelines trying to think about how best to implement the new deal that they signed. These Asian nations signed a new deal outside of India. Rashi, remember me and you talked about India. Remember I told you about it? And we were talking back and forth, and you said it too. Don't trust that Hindu. But anyway, it talks about the headline. I'm not going to even read the article. This other headline says, Washington extremely concerned as majority of Asian, A-S-E-A-N, I say that because I don't want you to mistake that for A-S-I-A-N, the Asian Nations, but the Asian Nations Organization. This is why I always spell out the acronym or the name of the organization or whatever. Washington extremely concerned as majority of Asian, A-S-E-A-N, leaders skip U.S. summit over Trump's no-show. They say, man, forget this. We're not somebody that you're going to talk down to, and this is the highest level of our dignitaries, and you're going to send some pee on, dude. We don't need this. We'll go talk to China, and we'll see about hashing out some kind of agreement with them. Isn't this a sign of the collapse of American power? And what is this a sign of also? It is the Asiatic nations who are the ones doing what? Laying America low, right? We'll come back. Let me go to the phone lines. I got to bring in Brother Rashid if they allow me to do it. And so remember that I'm bringing in people or answering calls and also playing clips from a tablet. So it may take a second, okay, while I'm looking at the screen on the laptop, because I can't do nothing on the laptop or the computer. So pay close attention as I bring Brother Rashid in. We give him the greeting, and I say unto you, if they allow this, I say unto you, Brother Rashid, assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum Salaam, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, brother. They allowed it to come through. Yes, sir. Go ahead. Yes, sir.
Never trust me.
Yes, sir.
Hold
you
on
there?
A second.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Marcel, Michelle.
Okay.
Give that to Raul, and obviously I...
For those of you who are listening, he's having something. Yeah, I'm here, brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, brother. Like, you gotta be wrong. I'm both not in this bed of a shape. You can't. I can go to the store and eat, get anything I want, and starve, Everything is.
Your phone going in and out, brother.
Can you hear that again? I said, you cannot be saying that, brother. Everything is fine. Donald Trump said everything is, he said it's got the greatest economy that we ever had.
Well.
This guy is great, brother. This guy is great. I mean, every black man in America should be jumping for joy. They got Donald Trump in office. Everybody should be. Can't you see him, brother? Can't you see him come down?
Say that again, brother. You went out.
I said, can't you see him bringing down America?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He's bringing it down. His reputation, everybody say he's a liar. Nobody believes anything he got to say. But he's great for us, though. If you are a follower of the messenger, you love to see Donald Trump in there. And when he gets, I do believe, once he goes into this election, if things don't turn out the way he say it is, he's going to start a war.
Don't all of them do that?
They sure do. But when he do this one, he ain't going to come out of this one. This is the fall of, the menu said, a 60 to not exceed 70. And then the menu said, in 1 year, Allah brings him down. I don't see it coming. One of these years, Allah going to set the course, and he'll give it to his second self, and they'll start the process of the removal of America.
Yes, sir.
Now, once they get rid of America, the menu say he got a lot of people on his list to get rid of. Even talking about great big China, the menu say it's just a little country. It can be dealt with.
Yeah.
When it comes to the Lord of the Worlds, no country means nothing. Tell me how many sons have America brought in or made? Not a one. Men, you say Allah make a son 100 trillion miles away from here. You don't have that type of a power. He allowed them to live here for a little bit, and then after, like you were saying, it's over now.
Yeah,
but like I say, brother, this Donald Trump boy, this cat, brother, from one lie to the next, cussing people out, talking down to people. He actually is using everything like a mob man. You know, Roy Cohn was a
mob. Did you see him in one interview?
Lawyer.
I mean, and one day he was getting mad and he was like scratching his head but throwing the finger to somebody. But I was weak. I said, this cat here is off the chain. You know.
But did you see how Allah brought him in? He's not a politician.
Yeah.
Like Bashar al-Assad said, this is his. All them other presidents, they're liars.
Yeah.
But this guy here, he's real. I can't stand your gut. Who in the world would like some cat to lie to you? Right? When you got somebody going to tell you the truth.
Oh,
and
man.
Donald Trump tells the truth.
In a way.
he
got to throw a curveball in there.
I'm talking about he tells the truth about his true feelings.
Oh,
Stealing the fine art of deception. You know, Donald, I can't stand you. I hate your guts. Everybody knows that. But you got them other guys talking about, I'm your friend. Got the knife in his back ready to stab you in the back. Donald Trump is that type of a guy. He lets people know, and he may lie, but he through his lies you can see what he really saying.
Yeah.
And you can't get them other presidents and politicians, man. You got to tie them down to say anything.
Yeah.
But I tell you, brother, he is doing a great job, brother. He is Donald. You know, when Allah brought him in, he brought this last president, I do believe. Well, even if they get rid of him, they got Pence, and they say Pence is worse than him. Hence, you want to bring in the judgment. Right? He want to bring in the judgment. But, brother, things are great. Life is great. Everything is on our side, and I'll let you go, brother. Salaam alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Yes, sir. Brothers and sisters. So, what we're watching, again, as Brother Rashid said, we're watching the fall of America. A lot of you don't like that. A lot of you are getting upset. But this has to happen. The dollar has to collapse. The economy has to collapse. War must take place. Blood must be shed. Because if these things do not take place, the black man and woman here in North America will not go free. And God said that he would kill off nations to free you and give you a home. Don't you see the wars that are going on and the wars that they are preparing for, whether it be economically or socially or militarily? This is to bring this peace to its knees. It is a very beautiful time, a very beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, because it is clear as day. It's clear sunshine. We see these things and we can point to them. We can show you where in Scripture, where in Elijah Muhammad told you these things, and then we can extract it from the news and prove to you without a shadow of a doubt that Elijah Muhammad had already told you these things. You didn't know it. You didn't understand it. You read Message to the Black Man. You read Fall of America, Our Savior Has Arrived, and these other books, but you could not extract it and put it into real terms and actual, like I said, in actual intelligence. You could not do that, and now you're getting it in real, actuable intelligence. You can actually see it taking place, and you can understand, oh, this is what he meant in his book. Oh, this is what he meant on this page. Oh, this is what he meant in this paragraph. Oh, I thought this was outdated when he kept saying this over and over again. But then you start listening to the Star and Crescent Report, and then you start hearing what those devils themselves are saying, and then we're showing you that Elijah Muhammad had already told you to expect these things. You got to get a man his credit, whether you like him or not. Whether you're in love with one of his disciples or not, you got to give him his credit. This is undeniable. We are living in the fall of America. Think about that. America's in such dire straits. She's in such trouble that she can't even extract it. Now, think about this. I want to put this in the proper perspective before I say it. She's the so-called most powerful nation in the annals of the last 6,000 years. She brought the world, almost the entire world, into subjection to her. Whether it be animal life, whether it be sea life, whether it be that which fly in the air, the fowl, or whether it be man and mankind, she has brought them under her dominion because it was given to her that Adam would be able to do that, to bring this stuff under his dominion for 6 days. And now all of this stuff is happening to her, and with all of her great military prowess, with all of her great economic so-called power and influence, and all of her so-called wealth, what is it doing to stop the wildfires from burning? What is it doing to stop the nations from disrespecting America? What is it doing to stop the rain, the wind, the hail, the earthquakes, right, the landslides, the avalanches, the sinkholes? What is it doing to stop those things? What is it doing? Have you ever in time, and if you're over 35, 40 years old, you'll understand what I'm saying. If you're 40, 50, 60, 70 years old, you'll understand this. Growing up, you never saw all of this display in the heavens. It seemed like every month they're saying a comet comes by. Every month there's a meteor shower. Every month there's a solar flare. All of this stuff is taking place. You never witnessed that before. Why are you witnessing in the 60 to not exceed 70-year grace period? And at a time when her economy is going under, at a time where her influence is being rebuffed, at a time where her military is being stretched and broken, and her dollar is being rejected, why? Something. See, there must be a common denominator between all of this. It's the word of God, the hand of God, the hand of time, prophecy being made manifest in real terms right in front of you. I know some of you don't want to hear that, but it's the truth. You don't have to hear it. Turn this off. I mean, there's other things. You can go listen to the basketball podcast or the football podcast or some relationship podcast. But I'm giving you the best relationship, advice that you could ever have, I say go with God. I say go with God. Because, and I'm talking about not the God that you have been used to bowing to, this white man. I'm talking about a God that came to save you and is bringing this white man in his world, especially the greatest pillar of this world, to his knees right in front of you, right? And you telling me that's not beautiful? You're sick. But I want you, since you're not listening to me, I want you to listen to what this man has to say. Mr. Gregory Manorino, I'm going to play another clip of him, okay? So I want you all to pay close attention to this. Here we go. It should start. Hopefully,
they're going
to allow it to start.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Gregory Manorino. It is post-Fed day. This is my post-market report. You know, I can't stress to you how revolting it was to me to have to sit and listen to Yellowstein and watch him perform his little act. Yeah, we're going to talk. We have a lot to talk about here. I'm going to try to stay calm. All right, no secret. The Federal Reserve did cut. I explained to all of you that it was leaning towards that was going to be the case. Well, here we are. So I guess I still get to keep my rep here. Let me outline or just sketch the broad strokes for you real quick. Here we go. Okay, Fed cuts, no surprise. Larger asset purchases are coming, and banks are about to get even more capital. I was kind of taking notes in a way during Yellowstein's talk. I mean, this guy, seriously, those mouthpieces right now, Yellowstein, the President of the United States, a whole bunch of others that are now, holding office. It's incredible. It's a clown show of epic proportions. I personally am waiting for the tirade to come from the President who wants to turn the United States into a banana republic. He didn't get negative rates yet, although the Fed did cut, yeah. So at least he got a little bit what he wanted, but he wants negative rates. He wants to follow other nations around the world down the rat hole. And he wants to continue to rob you absolutely blind. He wants to allow the Federal Reserve to issue more debt in greater and greater amounts. You know what this means. Every world central bank, they're doing the same thing in concert. It's their final solution. They are creating slaves on an unprecedented scale, and they want to own everything. That's the grand plan. Look, if you're able to see straight, you have to understand, people like Mario Draghi, people like Donald Trump are the best friends of world central banks on the planet Earth. Again, they're just calling for the same things: lower rates, more easing, more cash being printed out of thin air, more debt in unprecedented amounts. Does that sound like something good to you? Let me explain this to you as well. So we know we got a 1.9% GDP print today. In 2012, Donald Trump had tweeted that a 1.9 GDP was an economy in trouble. Today, with the print of 1.9, the president said the U.S. economy is strong as ever. You can't make it up if you try to. It's impossible because this is a twisted reality. Now, I want to run a few things by you today. Right here. Let me back up here. Okay, I already covered the tirade. President wants to turn this country into banana republic, negative rates. Insane. I already explained to you what he said in 2012 about a 1.9 GDP. The economy is in deep trouble. That's what he said with a 1.9 GDP in 2012. Well, today he writes the greatest economy in American history. I think the man is on drugs or he's becoming deranged, deluded, lost his mind. I don't know, something along those lines. Now, here, how about this? How many of you caught the first question today that Yellowstein was asked? When he was being asked the question, he wasn't even looking at the person. He was looking down as this the gentleman was asking this question, and he literally, he didn't even try to hide it. He's answering the question, looking down, reading the answer. For the most part, these are scripted. These questions are submitted in advance. It's a shit show, okay? It's a shit show. I think you get that. Now here, this is what kind of bothered me, and I want you to pay attention to the language here. Powell says, policy is well positioned to support outlook. I got a nice snapshot of it, and I posted it all over. Now, what is he saying? Note the use of the language. He is referring to their agenda, their outlook, not in the interest of you or me or anyone on this planet, for that matter. All of these central banks run by the same entities. It's freaking insane. And I followed up, and I said, if we had a real president, the real president would immediately take away the Federal Reserve's power by preventing them. I'm reading this to you. This is what I wrote. By preventing him from issuing more debt. But the President of the United States is calling for even more debt and negative rates. And yet still, not a single word with regard to what the Federal Reserve is doing right now. Now, let's go on to this. Powell said, I want you to again pay attention to the wording. Powell said, this is a quote, banks will be adding to their current level of reserves. Now, are the banks going to conjure this out of thin air? No. So the translation is very simple. The recapitalization of the banks is going to get larger. Why are we, let me explain this to me. Why are you, forget about me, why are you bailing out the banks again? Yeah, you. Yeah. We're being forced to bail out these banks again. It's unfreaking believable. And how about this? How many of you caught, or if you had the displeasure, the vomitous, nauseating displeasure of listening to Powell, also known as Dark, Hideous Yellowstein, talk? There was this one issue where these liquidity problems with the repo market were brought up, and this is what he said. Powell admits banks may run into liquidity issues even with the expanding repo. He mentioned something called daylight overdrafts. For those of you that don't know what a daylight overdraft is, a daylight overdraft occurs when a bank withdraws more money than it has in its Federal Reserve account in order to make a payment. Does that sound good to you, too? Now you know why we're getting more recapitalizations of the bank. Why? But larger asset purchases are coming. And the people out here who have had their hearts stolen, their souls ripped out, and their intellect unable to think whatsoever, they don't have a freaking clue. I picked up this. So I wish I could take credit for this. One of you out here who posted on the last blog I did, this is epic, and I'm going to give you credit, although I cannot remember your name. No slave works harder than the one that doesn't even realize that he is a slave. People, I don't know what to tell you. So again, the takeaway, Fed cuts. The Federal Reserve has got the back of this market, henceforth why the S&P 500 just closed at another record high. Larger asset purchases are coming. You are not surprised about that because I explained to you that we haven't seen anything yet. And yes, banks are getting even more capital. You're giving it to them because every dollar that the Federal Reserve prints out of thin air or adds to a digital screen goes on your back. And you promise to pay it back. Do you know how you do that? Something called a bond. It's an IOU for which our president wants to go negative with regard to the debt. You think this is a great idea? You think it's a really good idea? Those of you that support the president, no matter what he does, the exalted one, make sure you go get on your hands and knees to the exalted one as he robs you blind. Again, remember what I said about slaves or what that person said? You don't even realize you're a slave. You don't even realize what's happening to you in this environment. And it doesn't matter who sits in that freaking White House. It doesn't matter. It's one party. Do you know the ammunition, seriously, that the Democratic hopefuls could use right now against the president, but they're not? Because, again, it's one party, one agenda. And, again, they will respond at the behest of the banks who are running the entire freaking world right now. And it's about to get monumentally worse. That also means stocks are going up as the economy continues to fall. 1.9% GDP. I don't know which President Trump you want to listen to. The one, well, 2012, before he was president, 1.9 GDP meant to him the economy was in a lot of trouble. But today, it means the economy is the greatest ever. So which President Trump, which Trump do you want to listen to? Which one do you think is telling the truth? The one from 2012 or the one from today, who is the biggest liar and thief we have ever had sitting in the White House? Period. The freaking end. Argue, cry, run to your safe space all you want to. You're a slave if you don't see it that way. There's no even argument. Or I understand you can say, well, this, that, and the other thing, and then this, that, 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 duh. No, I'm sorry. It's either the 2012 Trump or the 2019, you pick. And let me know where you stand. Anyway, this is it, people. Like I've been saying lately, this is it. It's just wild what we're witnessing here. Not a word today from the president about what the Fed is doing, how it's being expanded on, how we're bailing out the banks. All he wants to do is expand the debt. He wants to add more debt on your back, on your children's back, on your unborn children's back. And I can promise you this, any of those Democratic freaks out there that want to become president, you think it's going to get better under them? No. One party. The debt will continue to be expanded on an unprecedented scale, no matter who sits in that White House, because it's the final solution. It's what these banks have been working for longer than most of you have been alive. That's the truth here. And we're really there right now with this accelerated QE, with the promises of more asset purchases, the promises of more bailouts for these banks that are going to be recapitalized even further, a president calling for negative rates in the United States of America, wants to turn our country into a banana republic. Yeah, that's who we have right now. But he's not running the show. You all know that. I'm picking him out of a lineup right now and shining some light on this guy. But he's being told what to do. He's a puppet. The president, anyone who sits in that pretty White House is a freaking hideous puppet. And they do not have your issues at hand whatsoever. Anyway, with that said, I'm out of here. I'll see you in the morning for my pre-market. All right. Tell me.
Doesn't he sound like he listened to the Star Trek report? Brothers and sisters, you hear him, right? Remember, Brother Rashid brought it up, too. He texted me. He's going back and forth with me, and we're laughing about this. Brother Rashid said, isn't this one of Donald Trump's great supporters? I told you. Go back and listen to the show. Right before Donald Trump comes into office, listen to the shows, the Star and Crescent Report. Matter of fact, I believe I can put it in a time period. I believe it was between July and whatever the inauguration in December, because I think he gets inaugurated January or whatever like that when he was elected. But in that time frame, I talked about this, and I played a lot of Gregory Bettarino clips. And I told you guys, I told everybody this, I said, he's going to change his tune. And now listen to what he said. He said what I said before. And then he calls this a SHIT show. That's what he called it. He's so, you can hear the hurt the pain, the disgust, the dissatisfaction, all of that, the depression in his voice as he describes the situation that's going on. I told you that whoever sits in that office is a puppet. I told you Obama was a puppet. I was telling you these things. I didn't just hit Trump. I was hitting them all. He calls this a S-H-I-T show. Now, believe it or not, this is a actual word in the dictionary. But I don't want to go because it's a vulgar slang, and we're trying to keep a little vulgarity away from here because so many people revert to it, especially when they get a chance to. Now, there will be some time where I may have to say certain words like this on the show, and you will have to overlook that because I'm trying to explain a point. But it is an S-H-I-T show, he said. And according to the dictionary, it is it's a noun, a vulgar slang, right? A situation or event marked by chaos and controversy. That's what it is. This is what he's talking about, the political system, the economic system. He's telling you these things right in front of you. And yet you still don't want to acknowledge this. Brother Rashid keeps me laughing when he texted me while the show going on, and we'll have a little joke going back and forth. And Brother Rashid, don't you ever say nothing bad about boss again. I'm calling Homeland Security on you, man. You can't talk about Trump like that. That's what those Negroes are saying. I mean that's what those the ones who want to be accepted by white America. But we're not talking bad about anybody. We're just laying out facts. We're telling you the truth of what is coming to America. As a matter of fact, things are getting so bad for the American populace, for the American public. I'm going to play a clip. This is about 7 minutes. We got 8 minutes, so I'm going to have a minute to come back after this to talk to you. Brothers and sisters, I'll have a few minutes. Please give me your time, please, because we don't know if they're going to knock us off the air or do whatever. So I'm going to hit this clip because I got to make up for old times where they didn't let me play the clip. And on the next show, Thursday, we're going to even go in more depth. But I want you to pay close attention to this right here. This is not great. This is Money GPS, I believe.
Welcome to the Silver Report Uncut. It couldn't possibly be any more clear that the Federal Reserve's policies are corrupt and the fact that we have this enormous inequality. Today, we live in a bifurcated economy. Some people are doing exceptionally well. Some people's assets are gaining in value, and some people are struggling right now, working 2 to 3 jobs and still not finding enough. You could see that this growing discord, not just in the United States, in fact, in emerging economies, this has already been happening on a huge national level. People are already discussing how upset they are, and typically, this is how great civilizations come to an end, is huge wealth imbalances, and largely the people no longer want to accept it. This is most greatly seen in California, for example. We see in Los Angeles, it is home to the greatest volume of homeless people and also millionaires in the same location. The same thing's going on in San Francisco, same thing's going on in Seattle. And why is it present? Well, most people, they want to point to a free market and say this is the problem. And I got some news for you. We have not had a free market in a very, very long time, especially when the Federal Reserve itself is stepping in and directed all of this liquidity operations directly to the most favored groups, companies, entities, while other people are left dangling. At the same time, wages are declining, and this is not trickling down anymore, because by the time this money moves away from these greedy class up here, it ultimately drops in value. So at the same time, we have a global economic downturn. We have an economic downturn right here in the United States. It's not being felt by all the citizens equally. Whoever is closest to the Federal Reserve, whoever is one of their partners in coordination with them, is getting oceans and oceans of these dollars printed out of nowhere and handed over to them. And yet they're profiting on loans that they're handing out. So this is a company. This is not some sort of public service. This is a private company, as is the Fed. There should be accountability for some of this. But with the rapid erosion of the middle class, it seems like something that is not easily reversed. And this has been going on since 2008. And while they continuously come out and give us this narrative of a recovery, everyone's still looking around wondering, what recovery? And so what can we do about this? The mainstream economist thinking is that we need to hurry up and get to work on modern monetary theory, or giving out free money to everybody essentially is this plan. Now, obviously, this wealth inequality will kick into a hypersensitivity. And, you know, this is typically the answer we see before societies collapse. We look at Rome. They got into this whole deal of coin clipping, and that's precisely what that means. They would bring in and recall all of the currency, shave off some of it, melt it into new coins, stamp them, and reissue a larger quantity of the coins that weighed a little bit less than the ones before. Then they started working on the purities. Now, of course, in modern days, we don't need to use the same because we don't actually use money. A lot of this can actually be achieved using computers or technology, and each bit of new currency that is created into circulation, it has immediate purchasing power and works to dilute the entire pool of purchasing power for the currency. So all of the currency in circulation, in your accounts that you've saved, that you've worked for, it all becomes worth a little bit less because there's more shares that have been created. They diluted the shares by creating more. And there's only one spectrum of our economy that is benefiting from this, and it happens to be the elite class. And with trillions upon trillions currently in circulation, of course, no one really notices for a time. And in all reality, the really, really ugly news is that this is pretty much the only way to deal with this at this point. At the end of a fiat currency, it always returns to zero. It has no real value. And they get into excessive money printing. A lot of failed regimes have done this exact same thing. They've gone out, they've increased their money supply only to watch it fail. We saw this in the Weimar Republic. And that's really our greatest problem. It's the end of the current money we're using. And no wonder the Federal Reserve is coming out and with these new ideas like FedNow, they're going to take on a new digital currency. They no longer want to work with bills because people are not going to be happy about this. And so whenever they're not able to, and if we just covered in yesterday's episode that they want to go in and have access to every American's accounts. Now, we look at the real simple error in that thought process is that there is no way of avoiding this financial collapse. There's really only two options. You can either initiate the crisis much sooner, voluntarily, by abandoning further credit expansion or debt expansion. Of course, this is never going to happen. Nobody who requires the people like them in order to do their job is going to do something like this. Or you can kick it down the road a little bit longer, and the total credit collapse comes down and brings the currency with it. In all honesty, when faced with two choices, one of either receiving free money printed out of nowhere like MMT, or tightening our belt and dealing with this problem and fixing it, moving on, people would much rather choose the former. We're so short-sighted, we look for immediate satisfaction today and do not really worry about the consequences tomorrow. And that's unfortunate because they will continue to be systematically impoverished in comparison to those who are friends of the Federal Reserve. These money printing programs do not benefit everyone equally. Neither does the recession or the crash. A lot of companies will be allowed to fail. A lot of small businesses, no one will even understand that they failed. And the majority of the jobs in the United States actually come from businesses with between 1 and 19 employees. There will be no bailout, no money fresh off the printing presses handed to them to make sure that they can operate and do their job accordingly. So there is clear winners and there is losers in this. And it has nothing to do with a free market. To tell you the truth, there's nothing free market about this. These are completely and totally dominated and controlled markets, and the solution that they have chosen, it's extremely, extremely lucrative for them on an individual basis. You know they will never voluntarily release this power.
All right, thank you guys for stopping by and joining us here at the Silver Report Uncut. If you like the content, be sure to subscribe. Like the videos, share the videos, get the word out. As always, stay safe.
Talking about the decline and fall of great societies, the fall. Why are they talking about this now? Because they know that we are now in the end of the American Republic. We're in the twilight of the American Republic. We're at the end of the American Empire, and this is over. It's over. We're living. It's just. And I will say this before we go off there. Listen, it's as though you have a snake, right? You catch this snake, and you kill it. You chop off the head, which God is doing. He's killing the economies. He's killing the currency, right? Even though
you kill that snake, especially if it's a real poisonous snake, as turkey, tell you sometimes you have to bury the head of the snake because it may inject poison in you up to 24 to 48 hours later. And even while the body is dead also and detached from the head, it continues to, the muscles continue to cling and move and wrap around things because this is muscle memory until rigor mortis sets in. This is what is going on with America. This is what's going on with the Western world. The head has been cut off from the snake, and all we're looking at now is the venom being spewed by an aimless head and a dead body where rigor mortis is setting in. This is the end, black man and black woman. I tell you this, you better be prepared for what is to come because it is going to be, as I would once say, and now everybody takes my saying, it will be biblical of what's coming down here. You better prepare food-wise. You better prepare family-wise. You better get yourself right because if you don't, it's going to turn out wrong for you in all types of ways. Brothers and sisters, with an undying love and passion for the liberation, the upliftment, and the redemption of 68 million of our kind, first here in America, then the billions around the world, know that your brother, Rashid Muhammad, loves you to life. I can't love you to death. This devil is killing you. So God came to give you life, so I love you to life. But the love that I have for you pales in comparison to the love that my God, my Savior, and my Redeemer, Almighty God Allah, who came to us in the person of one, Master Farad Muhammad, the Jesus Christ that the Christians were looking for and the great Mahdiya of the Muslims, and his last and his greatest apostle, the greatest messenger ever to walk on God's green earth, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and that mighty, mighty Nation of Islam. Until we next speak again, stay strong, stay true, but above all things, stay righteous. I love you all. May Allah continue to bless you.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day. That I like the moon I made.